What do you do in meditation? So now you know why to meditate, you know where to meditate, you know how to actually sit in meditation. Let's talk about what you do in the meditation so you can tap in to that energy that is greater than all of us. Now, stilling the body means don't move the body. When you commit to the meditation, you get in your meditation posture and you don't move. Your mind is still. Now that's harder, that's easier said than done, because thoughts will come in and then you typically are used to engaging in the thoughts. In meditation, what we want to do is have the thoughts come in and the thoughts go through, kind of like a cloud would be going through the sky and it gently just goes on through. That's what you want to imagine. The words are coming through the mind and they gently float in as they gently float out. Now in these guided meditations, I'm going to be talking pretty much the entire 5 minutes so you can focus on my voice and not your mind. Now when I am silent, if you do have thoughts come in when you're meditating on your own or during these guided meditations, just refocus and start to do a mantra. A mantra is saying a phrase or an affirmation over and over and over. You can have thoughts come in as the mantra is going on, and the thoughts will go away sooner rather than later when you keep up with your mantra. And that's one of the reasons why people use mantras, is to train the mind to be still when it's not being asked to be spoken to. So stilling the mind, stilling the body, and now it's time to connect and go within. And this is a natural thing. What happens is when you still the mind and the body is still, you start to sink deeper and deeper inside yourself. Now, one of the ways you can do that is energy all day long is going outside of our extremities. What you want to do is visualize the energy going out your extremities, you turning them and going back into your spine. Because ultimately, the goal of meditation is to bring all the energy into the spine, and you want to focus in the heart and in the spine. So all the energy is being turned inward and upward towards the spine as you focus at the spiritual eye. Now, an invocation. An invocation is at the beginning of a meditation. An invocation is basically you calling in the masters of spirit, or you know, masters of light, or energies of the light, or God, or Buddha. Whatever you choose to do, you can call on those people that you are guided by. If you don't have anyone that you choose to call in, that's okay. I just say beings of light. So that's how you do an invocation. After your invocation, you want to just start to pay attention to the breath. Ultimately, in a long meditation, you're visualizing and just observing the breath as the body breathes you. You want to be, you're stilling your mind and your body so much, you actually are become the observer of the body breathing you. You also can feel your heartbeat, or you can feel your blood pumping. You want to get so still and so silent that you can hear the blood flow inside your veins. So that is what you're doing during meditation. You're going inward, deeper and deeper and deeper, with a still mind, a silent mind, and a still body. So you can become the observer of the most important things, which is breath. Because without breath, you're not alive, you're dead. And your breath is what creates more and more aliveness inside you. So the goal is to be able to tap into that aliveness, which brings that vitality to you, and allow meditation to naturally do its work for what it's supposed to do, which is reshape and boost your brain so you can create new neural pathways and reduce the anxiety and tap in to that energy that is greater than yourself. So that's what you do during meditation. Now there's different types of things to do in meditation. There's mantra meditations, there's silent meditations, you can chant in meditation. For this type of work, which is the meditation starter kit, all you're doing is listening to me for the 5 minutes, and we're just getting into the habit of stilling the body, silencing the mind, and using mantras. So I'll see you in our first meditation. Namaste.